Hello, everyone. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all kinds of health issues on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, as we always do, for new listeners, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the U.S. with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but is not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as problems like chronic headache, gastrointestinal issues, post-concussion syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many other health problems. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for your health challenges, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening, as well as offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, let me just remind you that you can listen to all of the prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the shows on back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel, concussion, and allergies, by going to Robin Hood Radio's website, then to the On Demand section, then scroll all the way down and select the Your Health shows, and then you can pick the individual show by topic. It's a great convenience of modern technology, and since we have all the inconveniences of modern technology, we might as well take advantage of the conveniences, right? So today's topic is elbow and forearm pain, and specifically the pain that we all know as tennis elbow and its cousin, golf elbow, both of which can afflict all of us from time to time, regardless of whether or not we actually play tennis or golf, but which certainly do tend to turn up more frequently among tennis and golf players. Tennis and golf elbow are both types of overuse injury of part of the elbow joint. And now that summer is over and we have been playing lots of golf and tennis and busy with many other outdoor activities that use our arms and can give us these problems, it's time to take a closer look at the elbow and these pain syndromes. Tennis elbow is officially known as lateral epicondylitis, meaning inflammation, itis, of the outer or lateral epicondyle of the forearm. The epicondyle being the place where some of the muscles of the forearm attach to the bone at the elbow joint. Tennis elbow is an inflammation of those tendons that join the forearm muscles that extend the wrist, meaning the muscles that bend the hand up at the wrist, to the outside of the elbow joint. The forearm muscles and tendons become strained and damaged and inflamed from overuse, from repeating the same motions again and again with force, as we do when playing tennis. This leads to pain and tenderness on the outside of the elbow, especially when moving the arm in certain motions, as we do in the tennis game. Golf elbow is officially known as medial epicondylitis, again meaning inflammation, itis, but in this case of the medial or the inner epicondyle of the forearm. The epicondyle here being the place where some of the muscles of the forearm attach to the bone at the elbow joint. Golf elbow is an inflammation of the tendons that join the forearm muscles that flex the wrist, meaning bend the hand down at the wrist, to the inner side of the elbow. The forearm muscles and tendons become strained and damaged from overuse, from repeating the same motions again and again as we do in golf. This leads to pain and tenderness on the inside of the elbow, especially when moving the arm in certain motions as the ones that we use in playing golf. Okay, so is this already a little confusing? It might be. So let's take a closer look at the elbow and forearm anatomy to help clear things up. So how does an elbow work? The elbow is the joint between our upper arm bone that extends from the shoulder to the elbow, called the humerus, and the two forearm bones that extend from the elbow to the wrist, one called the ulna, which is the lower one that we lean on that terminates at the wrist on the pinky finger side, and the other one is called the radius. That's the upper one that terminates at the wrist near the thumb. You can remember that ulna starts with U for underneath. All three of these arm bones connect and articulate around each other at the elbow joint in a very elegant manner that allows us to turn our hand and forearm from holding the palm up, as in when we hold a ball in our hand, to turning the palm down, as in when we drop it, as well as to stabilize and flex and extend the wrist. Remember that extending the wrist gives us the hand position that stops traffic. This is amazing. This is an amazing set of mechanics and physics that allows for this range of motion. The region of the elbow joint is one of the areas where the many, many forearm muscles that control our wrist and hand are attached. These muscles can be thought of as working in two main groups and combinations. The flexor muscles that flex the hand at the wrist, i.e. turning the hand down and toward the lower surface of the arm, and that curl the fingers in toward the palm. And the other group we call the extensor muscles that extend the hand at the wrist, that is, bending the hand up and back as if to stop traffic, and that straightens the fingers. The flexor muscles attach at the medial epicondyle, so called because when the arm is held at our side with our palms facing forward, the medial epicondyle is on the middle side of the arm. The extensor muscles attach at the lateral epicondyle, so called because, again, when the arm is held at our side with the palm forward, the lateral epicondyle is on the outer side of the arm. The epicondyles are outward bulges of the bottom of the upper arm bone, the humerus. Recall that the humerus is the arm bone that extends from the shoulder to the elbow. Also recall that tendons are the specific connective tissue that attaches muscle to bone. The tendons of many of the forearm muscles, as we said, attach to these two bulges, with the extensor tendons clustered at the lateral epicondyle and the flexor tendons clustered at the medial epicondyle. So then what causes tennis or golf elbow pain in the middle of all this anatomy? Tennis elbow is caused by a tendonitis of the extensor muscle tendons at the lateral epicondyle. Recall that tendonitis means an inflammation or irritation of a tendon. This leads to inflammation, pain, and tenderness on the outside of the elbow. Any repetitive activity, including playing tennis, which involves the repetitive use of the extensor muscles of the forearm, can cause acute or chronic tendinitis of the tendons of these muscles at the lateral epicondyle of the elbow. The condition is also common in carpenters and others who swing a hammer or other tool with their forearm repeatedly. In other words, you don't have to play tennis to have tennis elbow. You can even get lateral epicondylitis from too much typing. The symptoms of tennis elbow develop gradually. In most cases, the pain begins as mild and then slowly worsens over weeks and months. There is usually no specific injury associated with the start of the symptoms. Common signs and symptoms of tennis elbow include pain or burning on the outer part of your elbow and weakening of your grip strength. The symptoms are often worsened with forearm activity, such as holding a racket, turning a wrench, or shaking hands, even picking up a cup of coffee. This is a classic complaint. Your dominant arm is most often affected. However, both arms can be affected. Golf elbow is caused by a tendinitis of the flexor muscle tendons at the medial epicondyle. Golfer's elbow is an inflammation of the tendons that attach your forearm muscles to the inside of the bone at your elbow. Just as with tennis elbow, in golf elbow, the forearm muscles and tendons become damaged from overuse, repeating the same motions again and again. But in this case, it's the muscles that attach to the medial epicondyle. This leads to pain and tenderness on the inside of the elbow. Again, it is possible to get golf elbow from many activities, even tennis. Many people seem shocked when given the diagnosis of tennis or golf elbow, and sometimes even say, "But I don't play tennis or golf." It's repetitive motion that leads to the injury, no matter what that repetitive motion is. Golfer's elbow is also characterized by pain and tenderness, but it's on the inner side of your elbow. Sometimes the pain extends along the inner side of the forearm as well. You might also feel very stiff at your elbow, and it may hurt to make a fist. Again, you may have weakness in your hands and wrists, and you may experience numbness or tingling sensation that radiates into one or more fingers. The pain of golfer's elbow may appear suddenly or gradually, and the pain may get worse when you swing a golf club or racket, squeeze or pitch a ball, shake hands, turn a doorknob, lift weights, pick anything up, or even flex your wrist. Well, how do we treat these two cousins of elbow pain? Rest is key. The first step toward recovery is to give your arm proper rest. This means that you will have to stop participation in sports or heavy work activities that led to the injury in the first place for several weeks. Ice is very helpful also. Rolling frozen rounds of ice over the painful area can give immediate and deep relief. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines can be helpful. Drugs like aspirin or ibuprofen may help to notch it down the pain and swelling. You should have an equipment check. If you participate in a racket or club sport, you should have your equipment checked for proper fit and technique. Consulting a pro and having training with a pro with your equipment is the best way to determine if you're using the right equipment in the right way for you at your level of sport. Physical therapy can be helpful. Specific exercises are useful for strengthening the involved muscles of the forearm. Your physical therapist may also perform ultrasound, ice massage, or muscle-stimulating techniques to help improve recovery. Sometimes a brace is useful. Using a brace centered over the back of your forearm may also help relieve symptoms of tennis elbow. This can reduce the symptoms by helping to rest the muscles and tendons. But if you're going to use a brace, it's very important that this is fitted and positioned properly to avoid accidentally making the problem worse. Steroid injections can be helpful temporarily in severe situations. Steroids such as cortisone can be temporarily effective anti-inflammatory medicines, but they're painful to receive and they may have many risks and side effects. Osteopathic treatment is an excellent, sustainable approach to help with tennis and golf elbow, to alleviate pain and inflammation, to help heal and prevent the problems, because it addresses the root structural and anatomical causes that led to the development of the elbow pain in the first place and can really speed recovery. A good osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be particularly helpful for elbow and forearm pain, such as that from tennis or golf elbow. How can the gentle hands-on work of an osteopathic physician help with this kind of pain? An osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine knows exactly how to work gently and in detail with the intricate and extraordinary structure of your elbows, forearms, hands, and wrists, working with the bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, and fascias to relieve inflammation and pain, improve range of motion and flexibility of muscles and bones, optimize circulation and lymphatic drainage, and help your body restore your elbow joint and all the associated tissues to optimal structure and function, thereby not only helping to relieve the pain, but also help to prevent further injury. In addition to regular osteopathic treatment for your elbows and arms, here are some important tips for maintaining good upper extremity health and avoiding tennis and golf elbow. Always gently stretch your forearms, wrists, shoulders, and upper back before and after exercise or other strenuous physical activity. Use proper technique and equipment that is the appropriate size and weight for you. Make sure that your swing in tennis, golf, construction, or repair activities is not straining or forced and follows good body mechanics. Stay very well hydrated to keep tissues flexible, fluid, and healthy. And one of the best ways to avoid elbow problems is to strengthen your forearm muscles and slow your golf or tennis swing so that there will be less shock in the arm when the ball is hit. The following simple exercises can help build up your forearm muscles and help you avoid tennis or golf elbow. Make sure to do these exercises during the off season as well as during peak play season. Squeeze a tennis ball. Squeezing an old tennis ball for 5 minutes at a time is a simple, effective exercise that will strengthen your forearm muscles. Make sure not to do it too long or strain those muscles. Wrist curls. Use a lightweight dumbbell, lower the weight to the end of your fingers, and then curl the weight back into your palm, followed by curling up your wrist to lift the weight an inch or two higher. Perform 10 repetitions with one arm and then repeat this with the other arm. Make sure to do this with your forearm supported by a fixed surface like a table. Reversed wrist curls are similar and work the opposite set of muscles. Again, use a lightweight dumbbell. Place your hands in front of you, palm side down. Using your wrist, lift the weight up and down. Hold the arm that you are exercising above your elbow with your other hand in order to limit the motion of your forearm. Perform 10 repetitions with one arm and then repeat with the other arm. So to review, tennis or golf elbow pain from tendinitis can come on at any stage of life. There are less common and more medically serious causes of elbow pain than tennis or golf elbow. So persistent elbow pain should always be examined by a physician. You can treat elbow tendinitis with ice and rest and with osteopathic treatment. Always make sure to use best techniques in your racket or club sports and in carpentry and other repetitive work. Osteopathy, as practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can relieve the initial pain and symptoms and make a real difference in helping to optimize structure and function in the elbows, forearms, wrists, and hands, and therefore in resolving and preventing these pain issues with gentle, precise, hands-on work. Well, that's all we have time for today. Wow, how'd that happen already? Thanks so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and you'd like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut. Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 to 5 p.m., with new extended hours on Friday evenings, or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time. Take care of yourself, enjoy your health, and thank you for listening.